Sato from her latest album, Return to the River, providing a little background and an introduction to our featured guest today, voice Darling Jones Sensei. She is the director of the Hoshindo Healing Arts Institute in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and founder of the Hoshindo Society of the Americas. She is the only Hoshindo Sensei master in the Americas. Voice Sensei began her practice of Hoshindo 16 years ago. She was trained in Japan and was the first foreigner to pass the national Hoshin examinations and become certified to practice in Japan. She was given the responsibility of bringing the Hoshin of her lineage to the West by her Hoshindo Sensei, Takato Endo-sama. In addition to her Hoshin practice, Voice Sensei is also a Reiki Daishihan master, incorporating Reiki into the heart of her healing practice and training others to become Reiki practitioners as well. She developed a Reiki program for babies and parents after co-founding the community Doulas of New Orleans. Voice Sensei lectures on issues related to the healthcare paradigm emerging from ancient systems of healing in the Americas and East Asia, which continues to influence the healing arts in the 21st century. She profoundly brings spiritual feminine principles of Hoshindo and the techniques enfolded within this paradigm as a concept of the oneness of all consciousness and the potential of health for Mother Earth and her children. And we're going to find out more, but first I welcome you to the show after you and I have had many times together in the Hoshindo practice, both with the bees that you heard in the very beginning, even before Mari Sato. Those bees are here live in studio, and I've fallen in love with the bees, too, besides you being in love.
It's so nice to be with you today, Alan.
Yeah. Let's start the conversation with Hoshin or Hoshindo and a little background of what this practice is, which is pretty ancient, as I understand it.
Well, Hoshindo is a Japanese ideogram, and an ideogram, it's made up of a number of words. So Ho is the way that it's practiced, the method. And the Shin is the heart, the spirit, the core of the tradition. And Shindo itself, another ideogram, is basically the law of the of vibration.
A law of vibration. Okay.
Yes.
You know, this is good. Where did I hear this? Just recently about love being the law of vibrational essence. L-O-V-E is the acronym.
Right.
There's no accidents, no?
No.
Okay.
And Hoshin itself, that part of the word is the vibrating stinger of a honeybee.
Uh-huh.
And then Do is the path. And that's the spiritual path. So Hoshindo, the way of the bee.
And that's right on the top of your website, Way of the Bee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had the bees here. We're going to talk about the specific protocols and techniques, which I've experienced a number of times already, which we agreed to do before having you in the studio so I could speak firsthand. But you have a very interesting background, and we'll get back to Hoshin and Hoshindo and you as a voice sensei. But you didn't do this right away. Well, I think I mentioned it was 16 years ago.
I came into this late in my life.
Late in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you would speak about a few other things. I mentioned doula in the intro. I know you've been a consul. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. To Libya?
Consul of Liberia.
Of Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
How far back does that go?
A couple of decades. You know, I was the consul for about 2 decades.
And based in New Orleans, was it?
Yes, I was trained to assume my duties in Monrovia, Liberia, in London and Washington. And then I took the consulate seat was in New Orleans. So I had jurisdiction over a 7-state area in the south.
So is there anything before that we should know about you that
well,
fits into this?
Well, I've lived long enough to have quite a few lifetimes here. But I started out basically in fine art.
Uh-huh.
And so I was a painter. I was U.S. Consultant to the arts in Connecticut. I established a cooperative art gallery there.
Uh-huh.
So I had a professional life as a painter for a number of years. And from there, I went into the tea trade. I had a company of in India, in the U.S., and one thing led to another, and I eventually became the consul of Liberia.
So now we're at that stage in your life, which is how long ago from the beginning of that period? Maybe since you were in Japan 16 years ago,
mm-hmm.
was your consul prior to that?
Yes.
And immediately?
Yes. And in fact, I took a sabbatical from my consular duties to go to Japan. And then when I came back within a few years, I retired from the consul.
Okay. Now, what's the nexus, the connection from all that? And you were in Japan, which must have inspired you or stimulated you in some way. When did the bridge or the transition to the healing arts come about? What inspired that change?
Well, I had been invited by the International Bar Association, a number of international lawyers who were having a meeting in Melbourne, Australia, to come and present a paper on why they should protect sacred sites. I had done a lot of work in the environmental area with the late Chief Billy Diamond, who was the Cree chief in Canada of the Eastern Cree. And so we had a number of projects. And there was quite a controversy at the time. It's like, well, why can't we take over the Serpent Mountain, Ohio, and put a housing development, you know, be very nice with a golf course and so on. So the lawyers wanted to know, okay, we need to deal with sovereignty issues and why we, you know, need to really protect it. So that was what my lecture was about there. And then I had an invitation from a Zen temple in Sendai, which is, everyone knows Sendai at this point because of the tsunami and the earthquake. And so I had this invitation. I thought, well, this may be my last opportunity to really get to this part of the world. So I think I'm going to take them up on that invitation. And so I made arrangements and went directly from Melbourne to Tokyo. And I stepped off the train and basically had an accident when I stepped off onto a slippery, I didn't expect ceramic tiles, and I twisted my knee. And so I'm limping. By the time I arrived in Sendai, it was very swollen. And I'm limping, trying to, you know, not to to arrive as a you know, in that shape. But the next day, when I went to the monastery kitchen for breakfast, they said, well, we have a tour plan for you today. And I thought, well, is this by car or is this a walking tour? And they said, no, it's by car. And there was an American Zen priest who was there, and he was the one who was going to take me around and show me all the shrines. And in the process, I said to him, I'm really in pain. Do you think there might be a cranial sacral therapist or an osteopath here in town? And I told him what happened. And he said, well, I know someone who could heal you if you wouldn't mind being stung by a bee. And I said, take me to them.
Sounds familiar to me. I said, well, we have similar.
And right.
That's the way I came to voice. These things, you have to take care of this. Okay. So they treated you?
And so we arrived at the woman who later became my teacher, Tadako Indosama. And she is, at that time she was 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she greeted us and we bowed, and and went through all of the basic preliminaries of being respectful and courteous. And she asked what had happened, and I told her. Anyway, to make a long story short, she said, "Have you ever been stung by a bee?" And I said, "Well, I think as a child I was." And she said, "Well, this is how we're going to do it." And so she took out the box, a clear, transparent box of bees. And
we have one right here. Right. I want to say with that, that's what you heard in the beginning.
And a surgical forceps. And she proceeded, she was holding my wrist. And at the time, I didn't realize she was reading my pulses. And then she said, "Now, I'm just going to tap you, and we're going to see, what your sensitivity is." She spoke a little English, which was wonderful. So she did that, and I was fairly sensitive, but being the master, she decided to do it her way, and so she put four full bee stings directly on me, which is very unusual in Hoshin. Usually it's just tapped, and because I had such a problem with that knee, and she said, "Now, you should have no pain by tomorrow or the next day, and all the swelling will be gone in 3 days, and I would like for you to come back then." And I said, "Okay." and I thought, "What am I doing?" I thought, "Okay, I've been in the jungles in Africa. I've been all over the world. Am I going to get afraid about one little bee sting?" All this was done, and then afterwards she had me walk into her garden. So I'm limping behind her walking, and she had a beautiful garden, and she was very devoted to the white earth dragon, this particular kami or spirit. And so I made note of that. And I left with the Zen priest. We went back. I went, turned in for the evening by this time. And the next morning when I got up, I thought, how is this going to be when I stand up? So I got first on my hands and knees because I'm on a futon on the floor, and very gingerly because I was afraid it was going to be painful. I stood up and there was no pain.
Wow. Good time to break here. We are talking with Voice Darling Jones Sensei. A Hoshindo sensei master. We are talking about Hoshindo, also called the Way of the Bees. You have a little background. We're going to come back and talk more about the specific bee therapy, or how the bee actually is tapped into the on the body when we return.
Thank you.